gathers this information on every car it comes in contact with. So not simply those where there's an alert or a hit. It's capturing information about the innocent and the guilty. And over time, these devices create what I might think of a treasure trove of data, searchable logs tracking the movements of innocent people going about their private business. So just like when we were talking about surveillance cameras in Old Town, this increased surveillance tool is a concern. The other concern about the use of this tool is that without any suspicion that an individual has committed a crime, the ALPRs are used to search agency databases for his or her information. So that's certainly raising some flags for us. At the very least, and again, very least, we would like to see clear policies and regulations put in place to prohibit storing or recording data where there's no match to an offender database. My understanding is that the Bureau is holding the information collected for 4 years. We've seen in Maine and New Hampshire have actually taken steps at the state legislative level to prohibit the retention of the data on people where there wasn't a hit. We would love to talk more about exploring that possibility with the tools here in Portland and in Oregon. So I posed a host of questions, and I apologize, I just forgot to hand my written testimony to the clerk, but I did send an advance copy last week that hasn't changed, and I'll follow up. Several questions related to how they're currently used, what type of policy the Bureau has in place to protect privacy. My understanding is that the Bureau has just revised their policy related specifically to the ALPRs, and I haven't seen that yet, so I would love to see that and make sure that some of our concerns are being addressed. One other specific question I had that hasn't been answered by Assistant Chief Hendricks, who I spoke with earlier about this use, is how the database can be searched after the information is collected. So I know it can be searched by plate. I think it can be searched by address. I'm not sure if it can be searched by date and time that information was collected.
Thank you. Becky, I just have one question. You mentioned the experience in other cities and jurisdictions. Has the ACLU been involved in any litigation or disputes with other cities or jurisdictions? And I understand you've identified concerns, and they can be addressed through policies, through annual reviews, other things. But is there some smoking gun that you've seen in some other jurisdiction that you want us to be aware of?
Mayor Adams, Commissioner Fish, no. My understanding is this really is still a developing area of law, and there hasn't been that I'm aware of, litigation that's led to these policy changes. I think there are just choices that these jurisdictions are making to put in the policies. What I would mention is there's a case pending at the Oregon Supreme Court, State v. Davis, I believe is the name of the case, where the ACLU has filed an amicus brief talking about random searches and whether that implicates our constitutional protection to equal protection. When these searches are being done without any suspicion, again, that raises flags. And the case at the Supreme Court is related to more the example that you were talking about earlier, Commissioner, about officers presumably randomly searching plates on their own. And the issue is not about the automatic searches at this point, but I think it's a similar concern and similar issues that would come up and hope are explored by the council.
Thank you.
All right. Unless there is additional discussion, Sue, would you please call the vote?
Saltzman.
Well, again, I think the Bureau has crafted good policies that will protect people's privacy, but also be a very effective tool for recovering stolen cars and other more serious crimes, and be very valuable in something like an Amber Alert as well. So I think this is really only enhancing the ability that the naked eye does now. It's just technology taking it one step further. And I don't see anything necessarily wrong with that as long as we have the right privacy protections in place. I do believe when I spoke with Chief Hendricks, there was a limit on the retention time for cars that were not involved in criminal investigations. But nonetheless, I think the policies are good and in place and are necessary. So please vote aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz. I appreciate the comments and concerns raised by the ACLU, and I hope the Bureau will send the revised policy. I think it is something that we're going to continue to monitor and talk about, and that's a healthy thing to do in our community. I appreciate everybody supporting my amendment to get their annual reports. I hope I'm still here next year to review that and to continue working on these important issues. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Well, given the Herculean effort that we have to keep the peace and to protect people's property, and when there is crime, to be able to pursue it in an effective, cost-effective way, I think this tool is very incredibly useful, and I appreciate Lieutenant and Chief for employing it. I also share the concerns about privacy, and I think the discussion is useful, and I think that we will and can do both, guard privacy and prevent and fight crime. So please vote aye. Approved, and we are in recess till 2 p.m.